Many Americans have been scratching their heads since the presidential election with questions about the way government works and how it's supposed to work. One Philadelphia public school teacher is on a mission to answer those questions and create better informed citizens. For WHYY, Rob Zavatsky reports a few drinks help the civics lessons go down.
There was no centralized government under the Articles of Confederation to actually mediate this problem. The reason why is because a central government smacked of a king.
Usually, topics like federalism are reserved for the classroom. On the second Thursday of the month, people fill the seats of national mechanics in Philadelphia's Old City for a lesson in participatory democracy.
So it made sense in theory, but in practice it was a big, big mess. See Shay's Rebellion, which is not the first time, nor the last time, that a bunch of angry white men make a mess.
It's called Civics on Tap. It combines a civics and history lesson with beer. Grace Palladino is the driving force behind the event.
I am, in fact, a high school teacher in Philadelphia, and I teach civics and government, and thank you very much.
Palladino has been a teacher for about a decade. She says schools don't spend a lot of time teaching students about citizenship, so she isn't surprised that more and more adults have been asking her questions in the wake of the 2016 presidential election.
Pretty safe to assume that you haven't really received any civics and government prior to senior year, and sometimes not even then. So there's no base knowledge of the intricacies of how government works.
Matt Slusser is one of the organizers of Civics on Tap. He belongs to a South Philly political action group run by Palladino. He says since President Trump took office, more people have been looking for ways to get involved with politics, but they don't really understand how it works.
We're just seeing a low level of education around who your state rep was. So it's people are saying what can I do? And we'll say contact your state representative. And they're like, well, I don't know who that is. And it's like, well, what district do you live in? And they're like, I'm not entirely sure.
Civics on Tap is their way of helping educate voters without being heavy-handed. Palladino tells jokes about what could be dry topics, and Slusser creates attractive and witty slides to go along with her talking points.
So it was just trying to figure out what we can do and how we can give people that level of information without it being boring. So we were able to engage a little bit more by doing it at a bar and having some fun with it.
Kate Lynch came to Civics on Tap on the recommendation of a friend. She says the recent election was a wake-up call for her.
I think people are amazed that the things that are happening can actually happen, because I think everyone is lulled into this sense of, oh, well, that will be fine. That could never happen. And then you're like, oh my gosh, that's actually happening.
Lynch appreciates Palladino can give her the civics primer she never got.
I think that I need to know more about civics than I do right now in terms of actually how the government works.
Palladino plans her lessons based on relevance and urgency. Lecture topics have included the Electoral College, gerrymandering, federalism, and even the Philadelphia District Attorney's race. She knows the subject matter can be dense and daunting, so she tries her best to keep the lessons entertaining. Joe Johnson is a regular at Civics on Tap. She says Palladino's passion is infectious.
She is the history teacher we never got when we were in high school. She has a way of educating you on things that you never thought you wanted to learn about, and then you're excited to learn about them.
Josh Godick has attended every session of Civics on Tap since it started in January. He says he keeps coming back because it's more than just an old-fashioned history lesson.
There's a lot of discussion topics that come up. Not everything is just a fact that I didn't know. It's more a feeling that sparks a discussion between people.
Palladino has been interested in politics since she was quite young, and might even consider running for office.
I would never stand back and preach to others to get more involved and not also embody that as well.
In the meantime, she'll keep her day job and keep leading Civics on Tap. For WHYY, I'm Rob Zavatsky.